Well, with Bing Crosby, Trudy Irwin, John Scott Trotter and his orchestra, the Music Maids and Hal, the Charioteers, and Bing's outstanding guests, the Poor Man's Poet Laureate, Falstaff Openshaw, and 20th Century Fox's rising young comedian, Phil Silvers. This evening, the Kraft Music Hall is devoted exclusively to the job of helping to recruit your dollars for the third war loan. And here are Bing Crosby and company.
One of our planes was missing, 2 hours overdue. One of our planes was missing with all its gallant crew. The radio sets were humming, they waited for a word. Then a voice broke through the humming, and this is what they heard.
Coming in on a wing and a prayer. Coming in on a wing and a prayer. Though there's one motor gone, we can still carry on. Coming in on a wing and a prayer. What a show, what a fight.
Yes, we really hit our target for tonight.
How we sing as we limp through the air. Look below, there's our field over there. With our full crew aboard and our trust in the Lord, coming in on a wing and a prayer. What a show, what a fight. Yes, we really hit our target for tonight. How we sing as we lift through the air. Look below, there's our field over there. With our full crew aboard and our trust in the Lord. Coming in on the wing and the prayer.
This is the old Kraft Music Hall, friends, hitting the shortwave circuits on the first day of an all-out drive to raise the third war loan, $15 billion, to back the attack. It's the most important job in our world at this moment, and this evening we're selling nothing but war bonds. Italy's surrendered, the invasion is going forward all over the world. How successfully it can be continued depends to a large extent on how we back it with bonds. Bonds as a hedge against inflation, bonds to buy the sinews of war. Without material, those flyers who nightly are pressing the attack in all quarters of the globe won't have a wing or a prayer. $15 billion worth of bonds have to be bought. It's not going to be easy to raise $15 billion. That's a lot of kibosh, but we've got to cut it. Our fighting men and our flag never let us down, so we can't let them down.
Hey, I'm back. And I want to do what I can to help sell some bonds.
Well, now, what do you think you can do, Yuki?
Well, I can make a speech, see? My family is putting 150% in war bonds.
Oh, no, 150%? Yuki, that's impossible.
Oh, don't tell me what's impossible. There's 15 of us, and we're each putting in 10%. Figures.
Fine, fine. Keep it up.
Sure. You know, hardly a week goes by that I don't get a bond from my brother Mo.
A war bond?
No, a bail bond.
I don't think you have the right attitude, Yuki. You don't seem prepared to, well, to suffer.
Listen, Miss Irwin, I offered myself to the government. They wouldn't take me.
Well, the idea is you should suffer, not the government.
Oh, thank you. All I want is a chance to show what I can do.
What's on your mind?
I'm going to make a speech.
Speech, yeah? Wait just a minute now. You're standing a little too close to the floor.
Oh,
okay. Proceed.
Well, don't rush me.
You have to. Joan Davis wants to get on the air this evening sometime. Yeah.
All right. Now, before I make my speech, I'd like to say something.
Good idea. And you don't have to clutter up the speech. Go ahead.
Don't interrupt, please.
Oh, sorry.
Let's see.
This boy's dynamite, isn't he?
Save your babble, hold your speech. Falstaff's here with a speech that's a peach.
Falstaff opens, John.
Falstaff, though you've metric high sense, you're the only poet who needs a license.
Hold your tongue, O king of gravel, before your vocal cords unravel.
Have you a poem for us, Falstaff?
Indubitably. Have you heard, Gertrude looks three times as cute since the moths got into her bathing suit?
No, I haven't heard that one.
Or, if you'll wipe the soot off Mother Judge, you'll find she's old and gray.
No.
Or perhaps, said the black widow spider to the little red ant, let's play tag in Hitler's pants.
No, no, Falstaff. We're really interested in your more serious work.
Indubitably. Listen.
Listening?
Rippling dew on the old windmill, with ears just like a flower, feathers growing on a tree, and money made him sour.
It doesn't even make sense.
In what particular, pray tell?
Well, the first line there, rippling dew on an old windmill. Who ever heard of dew on a windmill?
Shh. Mildew.
I see, but how can you say ears just like a flower? What flower?
Cauliflower.
Possible, possible. What's this about feathers on a tree? What kind of a tree has feathers?
Poultry.
Very well, very well, very well. What's that last line? Money made him sour. What kind of money would make a man sour?
Alimony.
Falstaff, this evening the entire effort of the Old Craft Music Hall is bent towards selling war bonds.
Precisely why I am here.
You know about war bonds?
Indubitably. I have written a poem.
Lay it upon us.
We hear a lot about vitamins from A right on through G. But there's one I've missed on every list of vitamins I see. Our Uncle Sam needs this vitamin as victory we pursue. It's not B1 that'll get the war done. The vitamin he needs is you. Are you buying lots of war bonds? Are you investing 10%? That's swell, my friend, but can't you lend still more for armament? Our fighting men in Italy can't say, I've got my Bosch, I'm quitting. Well, we can't say, I've bought my bond. And on that bond, I'm sitting. Buy war bonds, friends, and buy again if you want this war to cease. Yes, hurry, folks, and dig down deep and buy a piece of peace.
Ah, yes. That was wisely spoken, Falstaff Openshaw. Go now, good Faust, and consort with your muse. While Trudy and I dally with Wait For Me, Mary.
Happy dallying, old boy. See you later.
Wait for me, Mary. Till the world will smile again. Till it smiles in style again. And the dreams will smile again. Wait for me, Mary. Things I want to tell you, little words that I never told before.
That I hope that it won't be hard to tell you all the dreams I have in store.
Wait for me, Mary, till the world will sing again, till I bring my love again to you. Little words that I never told before.
And I hope that it won't be hard to tell you all the dreams.
again to you.
You know, when an invasion barge skids onto a hostile beach, your friends jump out. Friends that you'd do anything in the world for. The most you can do for them right now is to do without. Do without something you think you need or something you really don't need. Save a little extra money to invest in the third war loan. $15 billion is asked. That's about a $100 bond extra. Extra for everyone. Maybe you can't quite cut the 100, but dig as deep as you can and then find somewhere to dig a little deeper. Our fighting men need your help now, so lend your money to the government. Money that will be paid back with interest when the war's over and when you're most appreciated. When you join the attack with your purchase of the third war loan, you're also joining the fight against inflation, and you're joining the multitude of lucky people who are storing up pleasure, leisure, and happiness for the future. War bonds bought now will not only help us win the war, they're going to help you enjoy the peace that follows.
Brother Bill went hunting.
Where'd you go, boy?
Way up in Eastern Maine. The reason we went way up there, we thought we could shoot some game. Me and Brother Bill went hunting. Way in the middle of the night, started something like a grizzly bear, and the doggone thing turned white.
Woo!
I dropped my gun.
Ma!
And the way I run, Brother Bill said, boy,
what's the matter with you?
Had he known like me, he'd run some too. I ran so fast, they say, they couldn't catch me all day.
Oh, the way I ran across that field,
they couldn't catch me with an automobile.
Rit, 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 boop. Bill got so excited.
Commenced to shooting at me.
I heard those bullets sizzling, whistling through the trees.
I ran right by my house, and I didn't have time to knock.
Ran into a good craft game, and I didn't have time to stop. Ran into a gin mill.
Thought I'd get a drink of gin.
I didn't have a dime to pay for it.
Oh, head start running again.
Well, I ran so fast that night, feet never touched the ground. Heard those birdies in the tree, Alabama bound.
I'm going home.
I'm all alone. But the Bill said, boy, what's the matter with you?
Had he known like me, he'd run some too.
I ran so fast, they say, you couldn't catch me all day.
Catch me running over there.
Well, the way I ran across that field,
you couldn't catch me with an automobile.
Oh, they couldn't catch me.
Jack, I was tearing out.
Oh, they couldn't catch me.
Solidly win. Boom.
Oh, they couldn't catch me with an automobile.
A good friend of mine, associate on many a camp tour. I'm extremely proud that we're able to have Phil Silvers with us in the old craft music all this evening. But it is my considered opinion that among the newer comedians of the screen, none tops 20th Century Fox's rising young star, Phil Silvers.
Glad to see you.
Probably unbecoming for me to say this about one of my nearest and most valued friends. Nevertheless, I feel constrained to imply that I consider Phil Silvers among the most abundantly endowed of the coming cinema comedians.
Oh, come now, let's not lose our heads.
Handsome, charming, talented.
This could be a touch.
Writer of that non-hit Bessie with the Laughing Face, witty beyond the point of mere mechanical buffoonery, Phil Silvers brings a bright, fresh note to a crowded field.
He probably hasn't saved a nickel.
Phil Silvers has stood beside me at one stage after another in my life until today. As the prospects brighten for him, I'm happy to be able to say that there's nothing in the world I wouldn't do for Phil Silver.
All right, here's two bits. Get lost.
Fine way to treat a friend.
Look, don't give me that friendship stuff. I never saw you before in my life.
So now you never even heard of Bing Crosby.
Oh, sure, he's a grand boy. Grand boy. Now run along, kid. I do a single.
A A single what?
Well, that's a show business expression. When you work alone, you say you do a single. I work alone.
And I think I know why.
Oh, come now, let's not be bitter. You see, I play the clarinet. Can I count on a little musical background, Mr. Trotter?
Sorry, I too do a single.
You too is right.
So you're in pictures.
Now, look, don't give me that. So you're in pictures routine. I'm working right now in Cover Girl at Columbia Studios.
Cover Girl? Oh, sure. That's the picture with all the magazine cover models in it. Phil, are they pretty?
Well, they're kind of pretty for girls.
Big girls, though, aren't they?
Well, yes, if you call 6 foot two big. You see, each girl represents a magazine. The Vogue girl is kind of tall. The Red Book girl is tall, too. The Harper's Bazaar girl is very tall. As a matter of fact, they're all tall but one.
Well, who's she?
Reader's Digest.
Well, if you're in pictures, Phil, why do you play this clarinet?
Are you kidding? Well, I've been musical ever since I can remember. Why, only last year I played Beethoven.
You played Beethoven?
Of course.
How did you come out?
Blitzed me three across.
Playing double on scouts?
Naturally, not. But I'd rather discuss my work with a real musician. Mr. Trotter, do you like clarinet music?
Sure. But go ahead and play anyway.
He looks like Weinstein with a belt around it. Will somebody kindly make a request?
Hungarian Rhapsody, number one.
Glad to see you. Now, has anybody got a request? Don't let me influence you.
Hungarian Rhapsody, number two.
Has any normal person got a request?
Number three.
Listen, Phil, you better take care of that boy. He's got a million of them.
Perhaps you'd like to suggest numbers?
Carolina Moon?
Very well. Sometimes I think about that Carolina Moon.
Oh, that's Stardust.
Stardust? Very well, Stardust it is.
I could give you a little string of compliments, you know. Do you think that my ukulele will help your clarinet playing?
May I say I don't think either one of us is good for the other, especially you. You're bad for the both of us.
Nothing could be finer than to be in Carolina in the morning.
Is everybody around here stage struck? Or is that Hilo Jack in a name or something?
I think this guy is scared to play.
I accept your challenge. I'd like to play Stardust for you in E flat, making the eight ball in the side pocket at the same time. Mr. Trotter, do you mind? May I have a special introduction? If I play a little too? You conductor, you? Oh, yes, ladies and gentlemen, when I play Stardust, will the first few rows go back a little? Because there's a fine spray comes out of this.
I'll settle the dust, sir.
Love this boy, love you. Oh, yes, Stardust. Gonna be lousy, huh?
Phil, you know you can be heard playing that thing all over the world.
Really?
Yeah.
Can my mother hear me in Philadelphia?
Certainly.
How do you like that? My own mother lies to me. She keeps telling me she's in Brooklyn.
An inspiration. Oh, but that was long ago.
Who do you have to know around here to play a solo?
Glad to see you.
Glad to see you.
Just say so, Phil, if you don't want me to sing with you.
Oh, no, Bing, I don't mind, but sing in the second chorus.
I can't wait up that late.
Fit me.
Greetings, my friend of the day. Your music makes Falstaff and moves him in the strangest way. If it moves others, I do not know. But, brother, when you pick up your horn, I want to blow.
At making rhymes, Mr. Openshaw, you shine from dawn to dawn. But you look like Mrs. Spoonface before she puts her makeup on.
Thank you, my friend. And while we're discussing facial anatomics, pray tell, what keeps yours out of the comics?
Politics, you mad, impetuous boy. Politics.
Since Burns was on the show.
I say, Silvers, I've never grown tired of good music. In fact, great clarinetists give me a thrill, like Benny and Artie and Jimmy. But, brother, I've just heard my fill.
To Openshaw and Bing and all, I can only say I try. With my notes so low and some so high, I send myself. Goodbye.
Look, before you go, Phil, could you estimate about
Let's
how many...
Let's not talking on my applause, please. Thank you.
Before you go, Phil, could you estimate for me about how many Army, Navy, Marine, Coast Guard camps you've played?
You mean we've played?
Well, about how many?
Big ones or little ones?
All together.
Well, let me see. There was a time in Spokane we couldn't get you off,
yeah,
and I remember...
Mixed bracket.
And, well...
I took 6 bows on hissing alone that
you were trying to... does it really make any difference, Bing?
Well, I was trying to figure out a way of making people realize how many young men, sons, brothers, fathers, and sweethearts, are going through the toughest training that any men have ever gone through up to now in order to beat the toughest enemy in the world. All they need of us is enough dough to do the job. Well, let's start to dig. The quota of the third war loan is $15 billion. Victory comes high, friends, but not as high as slavery. Everybody's got to go for at least $100 bond. That's $100 extra, over and above your regular 10% purchases. This extra $100, your hunk of the invasion. Buy your share. Invest in your future. Use a little of that easy dough to buy the materials of war for the men who are using them so victoriously all over the world, and by so doing, are keeping us safe from harm the hard way.
Yes, the hard way, in flying fortresses over Europe, in tanks in the New Guinea jungles. 5,000 people have to buy a $100 bond to pay for the gasoline used on just one of those 1,000 plane raids over the Rhineland. One heavy tank costs $145,000. This is your war. It'll be won on your money and lost without it. Think it over. And then buy more than your share of Third War Loan war bonds.
Whenever it's early twilight, I watch till a star breaks through. Funny, it's not a star I see, it's always. Whenever I roam through roses, and lately I often do, it's funny, it's not a rose I touch, it's all is me. Really, you stole him by. And if I hear a melody, merely the way you sigh, wherever you are, you're near me. You tear me to meet up to you. It's funny, each time I fall in love, it's always you.
Back. 1933. Italy, France, Germany, and Great Britain signed 10-year peace pact. 1933. Fire in the German Reichstag helped cement Hitler's hold on Germany. 1933. And men who view foreign affairs understandingly can be heard murmuring,
"Who's afraid of the big bad wolf? The big bad wolf? The big bad wolf?"
Harry, mm-hmm. Wouldn't it be wonderful if we could go to Chicago to see the Century of Progress exposition?
Oh, wouldn't that be great? Mm. I'd like to see that Sally Rand. She's great.
Who told you that?
One of her fans.
Fan dancing.
Yeah?
That's just a modern hoochie-coochie show, that's all.
Well, let's not knock it. Yeah. But wait till you see the modern fan dancers in the next few years.
Well, how can they possibly modernize them?
Electric fans.
Hello, Daddy. Hi, Mommy. Did you ever hear of a game called badminton?
Sure. Just getting popular. Lots of Canadians play it. Very good game.
Well, then why don't they call it goodminton,
Say, too, have you heard that new tune of Basin Street?
Where's Basin Street, Daddy? I'd like to see a street like a basin, I would.
I think we're there.
Now, won't you come along with me?
Now, won't you come along with me?
Down the Mississippi.
Down the Mississippi.
We'll take a boat to the land of dreams.
Steam down the river, down to New Orleans.
There's a band there to meet us.
There's a band there to meet us.
Oh, friends to greet us.
Oh, friends to greet us.
That's where the light and the dark folks meet.
Heaven on earth, they call it Basin.
Basin Street, that's the street where all the elite generally meet to eat in New Orleans, land of dreams.
You never know how nice it seems or just how much it really means.
Glad to be, yes, sir, where welcome's free and dear to me, where I can lose.
Those are Barbation Street, too.
This is Mr. Sherman at the piano. Yeah. Play it from 1954. I got nowhere to go.
Just a new kind of a diversion.
Just a new kind of a diversion.
You have to admit that they swing real sweet.
Heaven on earth, they call it Basin Street.
conversation free.
There is the whole of the Old Craft Music Hall for this Thursday, friends. Next Thursday, we'll meet again with the additional advantage of the mighty Falstaff Openshaw and Jinx Falkenberg. Meantime, if in any way any of us here this evening have given you a moment of relaxation, a laugh, or perhaps even an idea, how about paying us off for the half hour in war bonds? The invasion's on. Every $75 you invest now to join the attack will give you $100 worth of comfort, contentment, and peace when the job is done. Let's get it done fast. Good night.
The Craft Music Hall comes to you from Hollywood Radio City. This is the National Broadcasting Company.